county judge, I guess. Our man's Charles V. Collins.
Mm-hmm. And a person who goes to school, you say, is a
student.
Mm-hmm. A girl who works in an office, runs a typewriter.
Secretary.
And I see nationality, we'd say we're
We're not
Mexicans, we're not Canadians, we're...
They'd have to say you're French or German. Or
how about us here?
Well, we'd have to be, we're English.
Or American?
Americans, I guess we'd call that. I'm not too hot on them, maybe, if you know something about me.
Yeah, there are times.
That's right. You know, they think they're ahead of us. They are what are better than we are. That's what I don't like. They think they're just a few steps up the ladder ahead of the United States, and I don't see it that way.
Well, those French are getting pretty feisty, too.
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
They? And let's see. How about Negroes? How would you refer to those normally? I'm not a member of the NAACP.
Well, I'd say colored people.
Normally, just... talking?
Huh?
If you're just talking to a friend?
And a lot of people call them niggers.
Uh-huh.
But if you're talking to some of their class, you'd want to call them colored folks, a Negro.
Yeah, if you want to get something out of
yeah.
them and get them to do something.
Yeah.
How about Indians around here? Any special terms for them?
No, they ain't many of them in here. It's mixed bloods. Some call Choctaws, part Choctaw. I don't know whether there's any tall. I'm just a little bit Cherokee in me. I'm not like the old gal now. I'm the old boy over there, and he wanted to say something. He said, "You look to me like you had a little Indian in you." She said, "Well, I have about the size of a rat." So, I'm just...
Are there any settlements around here of people of other nationalities who have recently moved in?
No.
Any special?
There's some full-blooded Germans up here, but they've been here a long time. Three of them. Two bachelors and an old maid.
Hmm. You want to go get that steak now?
How many more questions we got to answer?
Oh, we got this many.
Far away.
All right.
Yes, I'm, whatever you say, you're the doctor, I'm patient, I'm just taking medicine.
I'm full of watermelon right now. You think we better go before it gets dark?
Well, what do we care about dark?
Oh, that's right, you know, the road. Any special term for a person who lives, say, way back from civilization?
They call him backwoodsman, wouldn't you?
And who delivers your mail?
Postman.
Mm-hmm. If you were standing up on a ladder, putting in a light bulb, you lose your balance, you just start to go over, but then you catch your balance, I say, what's the matter, what happened? What would you say?
Well, I'd have to say I like to lose my balance.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't hardly know anything else to say.
Uh-huh. If we're going someplace together, well, let's put it a different way. Let's say you're in the back of the house and you can't come to the door, and I knock on the door and the screen's hooked. What would you tell me?
Come in.
Well, a screen's hooked. I can't.
I'd say be there in a minute.
And